to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Get comfortable with Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
So I'm confused. No one's allowed to criticize Grow because it's Doug's offense, but Anthony drools over DeFilippo, who was a quarterback's coach in Doug's offense last season. So I'm just confused. Why are you allowed to praise him like he's a football genius, but we can't criticize Grow?
You can criticize you want. I just don't think it's apt. I don't know why you would. You don't even know what Grow does. I knew what DeFilippo did.
And DeFilippo's a highly sought after guy.
So. You know, I know what kind of coach he is, and I know how much he did with Wentz. I talked to Carson about DeFilippo. But do what you want. I don't care. I think it's ridiculous, and I think that Doug deserves the lion's share of the blame. But, again, you do what you want.
What's next?
What the f***? So Mike Gross says he can't figure out how to incorporate Golden Tate into the offense. That leaves a bad taste in my mouth. You sorry mother f***.
Well, that was particularly venomous at this holiday time of year.
Yeah, that was out of line.
That's out of line. That guy's not feeling very...
I was out of line.
I'm going to take a stab that he's not wearing a Christmas sweater.
You know what was interesting about that guy, too? He had a really thick southern accent.
Yeah, I noticed that a little bit, yeah. You think maybe he is a transplant up here?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, he's angry.
But he had the accent.
But he is right in a sense that... Bro, you can't say that.
Listen,
Don't verbalize it.
I'm all right with his opinion. Mm-hmm. Just like the first guy. Criticize Bro you want, but the sorry, you can't go MF for not the day before Thanksgiving.
No, not the time and place. That wasn't either for that caller.
But I like that curse word.
Yeah, you do.
I'm sick of this Markelle Fultz bullshit. We had to watch this guy come in here. Fire balls off the backboard. The organization has sat here and powdered his balls for the last year and a half. Then his lawyer wants to come out today and say that he's going to take some time off. But what's the lawyer getting involved for? What, are you going to sue the team next?
Huh. Yeah, no, I hear you. I agree with you.
He went right, Johnson & Johnson right baby powder
right,
to the Quilliams.
Right Quilliams. Down to the talcum.
Talcum powder? You got to stay dry down there.
Well, I'm a big believer in the talcum powder.
I am learning more than I bargained for today about you. But thank you.
You know what's got me riled up is the fact, first of all, the Eagles are playing like garbage. Second of all, I now have to cheer for the damn Cowboys on Thanksgiving to win a damn game for them to even have a chance to play, make it to the playoffs.
You don't have to root for the Cowboys.
I don't know, because here's the thing. Let's think about this for a second. You might be better off rooting for the Redskins.
I agree.
Because you root for the Redskins. I think Dallas has the best chance. Colt McCoy's not going to lead them to the playoffs. He might lead them to a win or two. The Eagles still have to play Washington twice. So I think you root for the Redskins.
I do too, because the Redskins are decimated. You got to look at the big picture. Not just this week and where they'll be stacked this week.
Yeah,
I'm not rooting for either because I can't, but... I'd be fine with the Redskins.
You got it. By the way, it's Thanksgiving. I'm rooting for the Redskins.
You going to get the foam finger out, the Redskin foam finger?
Yeah, why would you want to root against Dallas?
Well, I'm not going to root for either team. I'm going to watch it. And there's a desired result.
Why not root for
them? Am I going to be like getting up off the couch and doing the first down when they get one?
I'm not saying you got to go crazy, but why? If you're watching a game, you're inherently going to root for one. Don't you root against Dallas? What's wrong with you?
I can watch sports and not root for a particular
How
side.
Could you, not root, you can watch the Cowboys and not root against them?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
It smells a little
I'm
bit.
I'm capable.
That's a question your loyalty.
What's next?
I am so tired of Markelle Fultz. You really think he's hurt? That's crap. Okay, he got benched the second half. He got a little butt hurt when TJ McConnell got a standing O coming into the game. And he said, you know what? I can't handle this anymore. You're a number one overall pick. Going into the game as maybe the biggest bust in NBA history.
Yes. You're correct.
I'd love to refute it. You can't.
I'm annoyed by it, too. I mean, you are. Huh? Listen, when the whole thing happens, and all of a sudden, coincidentally, after T.J. McConnell takes his minutes, his shoulder hurts, and his lawyer's on the phone.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to say?
Timing's everything.
And you haven't done anything for this team. You've been nothing but a not just a disappointment, but a distraction.
I got one here from Jedi Mind Tricks on Twitter. Says, what am I thankful for? He goes, I get to watch Embiid and Anthony Davis duke it out tonight.
That's
who would you rather have? He says, easy answer for me. He's going JoJo.
That's great. That's a great tweet, man.
That's a good night tonight.
It is a great night. Great hoops tonight.
Let's take a live call. Go to Do I really want to do this?
Who is it?
Sean from Pine Hill. What's up, Sean?
Giants week.
Yo, first off, you know what, cuz? There is something about Colt McCoy. There's something about how the hell this guy's still getting a paycheck in the NFL. Redskins season is over. And speaking of season being over, after Eli Manning comes in, that link against that, you know, what do you guys want to make another movie now?
Dude, Sean, the thing about you that I don't get is you can talk smack, and I see your tweets and stuff about the Eagles falling apart, but when your team has sucked in the turmoil they've been in over the past bunch of years and firing everybody to that idiot that was there, but Dad, I'm done hearing from you. When I want to hear from you, I'll let you know.
It's interesting Sean has come back.
He's chesty, and his team stinks. They beat the Eagles. They get the four wins. What, am I supposed to have a parade?
No, he was a big midday show guy.
Sean?
Yeah. Correct?
Oh, yeah. But I think he's got a job now where he can't call as much. But he made it a point today. Maybe he's off. But geez, come on, Sean.
Well,
he never fights from a position of strength because his Giants organization is Pat Shurmur. You feel good about that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I hear you, but it's Giants week. I would have enjoyed a little bit more of them.
I did enjoy that live call. So let's take another one with Frank. Frank, what's up?
Hey guys, can I preface with two quick things before I get into my method acting?
Sure.
Jace, if you spit out Miley Cyrus one more time, I'm going to hand Ann a Louisville Slugger. And
I did it once. I did it once. What's the matter with you?
And also, you guys get a theme song for Jimmy B yet?
For Jimmy Butler? No. I got Tommy Conwell working on it.
Oh, Outlaw Josie Wells. Okay. Here we go. Hey, Markel. What's up, man? Hey, Jimmy. Markel, what's the matter? Jimmy. Every time I go to the coach to get that starting role, he puts me on the bench. I just don't know what to do, Jimmy. Markel, come over here.
Frank's going the long form. He's going full scene. I just wanted to
cut the freaking thing, will you?
What's next?
That was awesome. I love it.
I'll tell you what's got me riled up. Eagles fans complaining about the lack of defense from the Chiefs, the Rams, the Saints. Well, guess what? Those three teams are the three best teams in the league. What does that tell you about you need a great defense? As long as you can outscore the other team, you don't need a great defense.
I agree. We talked about that. You gotta align your assets on the offensive side of the ball. Because you got to be able to put tons of points up. You were saying that yesterday, Anthony.
Yes. There he is. There's a Giant. There's another Giant fan.
Oh, man. Now, you guys are coming out. Well, he's respectful.
He's a nice guy.
Good. Yeah.
Giants guy.
It's a good jacket, except for the logo.
By the way, he looks like he plays safety.
Yeah, a little bit. We could use him. Is he ready to switch sides and get out and play corner this week?
Give me an Eagle jacket.
Yeah. What's next?
Look, you got to cut ties with Markelle Fultz. I don't care if you got to trade him. Cut him, whatever. And I know what you're going to say. You could just trade him, blah, blah, blah. There's no value. I understand. Cut him. I can't have these guys in the locker room who's trying to get to the Eastern Conference Finals worrying about 20-year-old bitch who doesn't know.
Cut him. All right. One more time. One last time. You can't just cut him yet. You got to $8 million worth of cap space that you have to worry about for next year. Okay? So he'll be on his merry way, but you got to wait, and it's got to get done the right way so you preserve the cap space. All right? Are we good?
Perfect. Last one.
Yeah, cuz. You see broke-ass Delco rep, Tim Donahue, with my Thanksgiving special. Dave Hackstall must be getting real nervous looking around seeing all the other head coaches that got scouted. Tonight's game, I say give me the Flyers money line and the over. And speaking of scalping, I love the Redskins +7.5 against Dallas on Thursday.
How about that?
All right, so he's got the Redskins.
The over. That was awesome.
And he's riding the Flyers on the money line tonight against the surging Sabres. And Sabres have won 6 straight games. Flyers -105 tonight. I think I'm with broke-ass Delco ref.
You ride with Delco?
Yeah, this is one of those games.
You like the over?
I love the over.
That's classic.
Over. Are they playing tonight on Wednesday?
That was great.
There you go. That's Riled Up. We do it every day. Hit the Riled Up line over your Thanksgiving holiday. Hit it up at 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. And, of course, it's brought to you by Riley Sales. You riled up, get comfortable with Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros and will get the job done right.